This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The casket of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush will be taken to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, where the 41st American president will lie in state beginning this evening. Mr. Bush died late Friday at the age of 94. University of Virginia political scholar Larry Sabato says people are justifiably taking a fresh look at the one-term Bush presidency.
As people look back and as people are recollecting the Bush presidency, it looks a heck of a lot better than it did at the end of it. Bush, of course, was defeated for re-election, and most people at the time considered him a failed president. But now I think we can see in retrospect that he was actually quite successful, arguably the best one-term president we ever had.
There'll be a state funeral for President Bush at the National Cathedral here in Washington on Wednesday. There is no official OPEC reaction yet to Qatar's announcement it is leaving the organization to focus on its exports of liquefied natural gas. The tiny, energy-rich Arab Gulf nation says its decision was not dictated by politics, but it has long been at odds with Saudi Arabia, which dominates the oil cartel. Qatar has been a member of OPEC for 57 years and says it plans to attend its two-day meeting in Vienna later this week. French President Emmanuel Macron has asked for an evaluation of further protest security measures. This after another large-scale Paris demonstration against increased taxes and a rise in the cost of living. A government spokesperson says all options for dealing with the so-called yellow vest violence are being considered, including declaring a state of emergency. Police in the French capital said more than 130 people were injured, including 23 police officers, as crowds trashed the streets of the city for a third straight weekend. There were 400 arrests. For news around the clock, you can log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. There is new political unrest in Georgia, where tens of thousands of people protested Sunday against last week's runoff presidential election, which they insist was rigged. Backed by the ruling party, Salome Zurabishvili was elected Georgia's first female president with 59% of the vote. But opposition leaders and protesters were alleging vote-buying, intimidation, and other irregularities as they packed the streets of Tbilisi, the capital. Zurabishvili's opponent, Grigol Vashadze, addressed the crowd calling the election a criminal farce and demanded an early parliamentary election. Asian, European, and U.S. markets rallied today on news the United States and China were calling at least a temporary halt in their trade war. The two countries have agreed not to impose any new tariffs on each other for the next 90 days, while working to reach a lasting agreement. While President Trump voiced optimism, the news is being met with guarded relief by U.S. lawmakers. AP's Ben Thomas has a report.
If it happens, it goes down as one of the largest deals ever made.
President Trump calls his agreement with Chinese leader Xi Jinping an incredible deal. As for lawmakers,
clearly it is encouraging to see that we are talking with the Chinese on the trade front.
That's Democratic Senator Ben Cardin speaking on Fox News Sunday, as did GOP Senator Roy Blunt, echoing the sentiment, but adding,
we need to see some real specific figures here. This has hurt a lot of Missouri farm families and farm families all over the country.
Trump says he'll hold back on tariffs and the Chinese will do the same while buying massive amounts of U.S. products.
Tremendous amount of agriculture.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The start of a global campaign to push for peace in Syria has been marked by Pope Francis in the Vatican. A special focus is on the youngest victims of the fighting. AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The Pope's lighting of the candle with the images of some 40 Syrian children, mostly from Aleppo, launches a global campaign for Syria, which the organization Aid to the Church in Need says involves some 50,000 children of different religions from war-torn Syrian cities. Francis wants a movement of peace in the war-torn country, which has been martyred by a war, he says, which has lasted for nearly 8 years. He's told believers gathering in St. Peter's Square on the first Sunday of the Advent season leading up to Christmas that Advent is a time of hope. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There has been a public lighting of a menorah outside a synagogue in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh, where 11 people were killed in a mass shooting 5 weeks ago. Rabbi Jeffrey Meyer said it was a chance to honor the dead and mark Hanukkah's theme of survival, as well as to allow the community to reinforce its solidarity. Gene Randall, VOA News.